This is York Concordia, Nebraska, all sports leader, Koopski, brought to you by The Sower. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Wyatt Kuby, alongside my partners, Eric Cumley, and we got a great week of Concordia Athletics coming here for you. Some wins and some heartbreak losses in another week of Concordia Sports.
We had some great wins. You know, first off, starting off with football, they had a nail-biter win against Jamestown, 24-17. And, you know, it really was nail-biter in the rain. It was very rainy there. But
and they actually have turf this time, so there was no mud bowl.
There was no mud bowl, but that field basically became a pond. There was so much rain. It's very lucky that there is turf there, because it could have been a mud bowl 2.0.
Yeah, that would have been an interesting game, but it was 24-17 with a minute left to go in the game. Jamestown was driving. They had a 3rd and 9 in Concordia territory. Cajun Cox comes up with a big sack on Jamestown's quarterback. They hurry up to the line with 10 seconds left. Instead of running a play, the quarterback forgets what down it was and spikes the ball. Turns it over on downs, and that's how we win. I mean, I'm happy. Yes, we got the win, but that is so disappointing. That is embarrassing.
Everyone on the sideline thought that he was getting ready just to run a Hail Mary, you know? And when he spiked it, everyone was kind of in shock. Like, did he really just do that? And then after we all realized we got the ball and we won the game, it was just celebrations from there. That defense came in clutch the whole game. It was definitely a bend, don't break defense. And they did very well with that, as you can see with that last sack to win the game for us.
Yeah, that was huge. For Jamestown, our defense held them to 53 rushing yards and didn't really do much in pass coverage, as they were able to get 253 passing yards. On the flip side, Concordia had 95 rushing yards, 231 passing yards. So we won the total yards category, Concordia winning it 326 to Jamestown's 306. So all around, a great team win, and defense came in clutch.
Yeah, DJ McGarvey threw 19 for 31. He did have an interception, but he had 231 yards and 3 touchdowns.
And one long 78-yard end-around flip to Karell Kolmus in the very first series of the game.
We just sent Karell Kolmus in motion and then kind of did a little flip pass. It wasn't even like a fade or anything, just a flip pass, and Karell was able to find the edge, and he was off to the races.
Oh, yeah, that was a great way to open up the game. Yeah, all around, Karell Kolmus had 6 receptions for 122 yards with 2 touchdowns. So he was a key factor in today's game after coming off of a suspension last week. So what a way to not skip a beat.
Yep, and Garrett Sharp also had 6 catches for 64 yards, and he had 1 touchdown of his own. Devin Ziegler led the Bulldogs in rushing with 9 attempts and 42 total yards. Jonah Wine had 14 attempts for 37 yards, but Jonah came out in the second half due to a rib injury and never came back in. His status is questionable right now. On the sideline, he looked like he was in a lot of pain.
It's very unfortunate. You got a really talented running back who suffered a gut-wrenching freshman year ACL tear, then comes back, has a really good sophomore year. Junior year, COVID really took a toll. And then now his senior year, he has a rib injury. That's something that you hope he can recover from quicker. And then moving on to the defensive side, Concordia was led by Lane Napier as he recorded 13 tackles, 5 solo, 8 assisted. He had 2 pass breakups of his own, which were key in the later points of the game. I mean, he was all over the field.
Yeah, he was all over the field just like he always is. Cajun Cox had 4 tackles for himself, 3 solo, 1 assist, but he also had 2 sacks. So that was really good, as you mentioned, that last drive sack to basically secure the game for us.
Also want to point out, Cajun Cox also had a fumble recovery that was also huge in this game.
It was a great team win. The defense really was a bend don't break defense, and the offense did what they needed to get done. On to the next, really. They will play Mount Marty University.
in Yankton, South Dakota. Yes. So another traveling game. Mount Marty is 0-6. They have not won a game at all this season, which is to be expected when it's your first ever year having a football program. And your coach is brand new. He was a coordinator for most of his career, and now he's a head coach. From what I gathered, they used to have the coach from Grandview, and Grandview is a school that has who is in the top 25 almost every single year.
Yeah, the whole program is new there, so it's tough for them to get something going. So this should be a good game for us, you know, offensively and defensively. I'm excited to watch it. Right now, Concordia is 3-3 overall, 3-3 in GPAC as well. So we're 500 now, you know. We are on the lighter half of our schedule. We faced all of our top 25 teams already. So we realistically should finish a season 7-3 if you look ahead.
You really should. The only real test we would have is Midland and Doan, because Doan is a rivalry game, and rivalry games are always full of unknowns.
They really are. But at best, we should be 7-3. We should not finish 5-5.
Yeah, if we do, that is very disappointing. Also, big news, Kadrian Cox is the GPAC Defensive Player of the Week. Congratulations to him. He had a heck of a game, and deservedly so, to be named GPAC Player of the Week.
Congratulations to him. That just came in, from my understanding.
A little update on top 25 rankings. Northwestern and Morningside are still sitting at 2-3. Northwestern's at ranked number 2. Morningside's ranked number 3. And Dort is ranked number 19th after a good win last week over Mount Marty. A blowout win. It was like 69-21. And they went from 21-19. Moving on to women's soccer, they had two games over the weekend. They played Jamestown and Morningside. They played Morningside first at home. They won that game 2-1 in a thriller overtime game. Goalie Kaylee Ward had two saves and one goal allowed. Morningside had 17 shots and three of them on goal. So for Concordia's defense as a whole, they did a pretty good job shutting down Morningside's offense.
Yeah, you see the 17 and you're like, oh wow, that's a lot. But then you look over, just three of them were on goal, and that's pretty good, you know, for the rest of them to not even be on goal. I'd take that, really. I mean,
you're sacrificing great offense for good defense. Yeah. That's really what it is. I mean, Concordia themselves had 12 shots, eight of them on goal, and two goals. We made our goals count in the end with our 12 shots. But at the same time, when your defense only lets your goalie get two saves, you're doing something right. Instead of your goalie getting those, like, I don't know, 17 saves, you know, they're pretty good.
Yeah, those two goals were, the first one was scored by Aaliyah Adama in the 15th minute. The assist came from Michaela Twitto for a corner kick. You know, right off the gate, we scored, and then nobody scored again until Morningside scored in the 78th minute. And that tied that up. And then we went into overtime. And luckily, Madeline Hugan got the golden goal, you know? She scored in the 96th minute with an assist from Lena Kirst.
That is a good, solid win over a Morningside program who was sitting third in GPAC. After that loss, they dropped to fourth. So, you know, a great opponent, and we're able to come up with a victory, which is huge. And moving on to Jamestown, as they are second in GPAC, and
they are undefeated.
They are undefeated because we could not pull out the victory. So
such a close game.
It was. We fall 1-0 in the second period. Jamestown got the goal in the 45th minute. Other than that, Jamestown was all over the offense as they had 11 shots, six of them on goal. And Concordia's offense was non-existent. Only four shots, three of them on goal.
Yeah, only four shots, three on goal, but this was in Jamestown. As we mentioned earlier in football, the field basically became a pond. It was a very tough terrain to play in, and you know, you kind of got to wonder if that's part of what happened, because Concordia could not get any of the offense going.
Yeah, that could play a factor. I mean, you got Jamestown, who is used to rainy conditions up in North Dakota. I mean, if it's not raining, it's snowing in North Dakota. They had the slight advantage. They probably practice in this type of weather all the time. And that just came up to bite us in the butt. I mean, that's when home field advantage really comes into play.
Yeah, Kaylee Ward got the start for in goal. She had five saves, and she allowed one goal. But, you know, she had five saves. That's pretty good.
That is really good. I mean, it's also tough. She did everything she could to get the Bulldogs the win. But when you have 11 shots, six of them on goal, and your defense isn't really helping out like they did against Morningside, that's a lot of pressure to put on your goalie.
It is a lot of pressure. It's tough to do.
Hopefully the women can bounce back as they will play College of St. Mary on October 13th. Kickoff will start at 7 p.m. inside Bulldog Stadium. After that, they'll head to Hastings, Nebraska, as they will play Hastings on October 16th. That game starting at 5:30 p.m. Moving on to men's soccer, they also played Morningside in Jamestown. They lost to Morningside 3-2. They almost came back though. Morningside had the two early goals in the first period and held it on from there. Concordia had one in the first period and one in the second. Could not get the tying goal in the later stages of the game.
Yeah, each of these teams shot over 20 times. Morningside had 21 shots, 10 on goal, and Concordia had 23 shots, 10 on goal. So this was a very offensive battle going on.
It really was. I mean, this was, if you are a soccer fan who loves to see scoring, this was your game, because we had a lot of opportunities, and as you can tell, 3-2, that's five total goals. Pretty high scoring game. Both goalies played tremendous, as Gabriel Mendoza had the start for the Bulldogs, had seven saves and allowed three goals. Morningside's goalie had eight saves and two goals allowed. Both goalies played tremendous. I mean, you can't fault them. Both offenses had tremendous pressure on each goalie.
They really did, and those goals were scored by David Moreno in the 24th minute with an assist from Jared Henson. And then the second goal was scored by Wyan Wukuch in the 74th minute with the assist from Isaiah Shattuck.
Yeah, I mean, that goal in the 74th minute really gave Bulldogs life, but a little too late. It's hard to get a second goal with less than 20 minutes left in the game.
They were down 3-1, and they came back 3-2. It's just hard to score two goals that late.
Morningside played a heck of a game. They are sitting third in the GPAC standings after that win. We dropped to fifth at 4-3, 6-1-1 overall. But as we move on, they also played Jamestown and got a very deciding win, 3-0.
Yeah, it was a great bounce-back game for us. We had 17 shots, 7 of them on goal, compared to Jamestown, 13 shots, 4 on goal. Gabriel Mendoza got the start for goalkeeper yet again. He had 4 saves and got the shutout.
Yep, it looks like they found their goalie. It seems to be Gabriel Mendoza at the goalie. He's been the goalie the last few games. There hasn't really been a change. I think that's what Coach Wides is going with.
Yeah, and you know, right now it's working. And if he does need a sub, I'm confident in the other two that we have, because they also play very well.
They do. We've been trying to get a hold of Wides to get an interview with him on this podcast. In the meantime, we are just going to continue to debate whether this is a good strategy in the long run. I mean, early on, it was kind of iffy. Playing three goalies all throughout the season, I thought was too much. But I guess, I mean, if you ask me, I think it was more of a goalie battle, if you would say that.
Yeah, you know, competition is healthy within a team. And, you know, right now, I think the competition has definitely helped Gabriel play his best games.
Four saves in the game against Jamestown, and as we mentioned, seven saves against Morningside. So hopefully he can continue to improve and throughout the season and continue to do what he has been doing. The goals for Concordia came in, the first one came in the 40th minute from Yassine Besaid, unassisted. The second goal came in the 51st minute from David Moreno, unassisted. And finally, the 54th minute came the third goal from Martin Herrera, assisted by Carlos Ortiz. And that, you want to talk about physical game, there were 7 yellow cards in this game, 3 of them on Jamestown and 4 of them on Concordia. You look at the history of yellow cards and red cards, Concordia this season has a lot of them.
They're not getting too many red cards. The yellow cards are just kind of a warning. So, you know, it just shows that they're physical and they want to win, and, you know, that's good.
So, as we mentioned, Concordia is now 4-3 in GPAC, 6-6-1 overall. They will go and play Hastings at Hastings, Nebraska on October 16th. That game will start at 8 p.m. As we do every week, we're going to move on into the indoor games. Concordia played Dort on senior night on October 9th inside Friedrich Arena. They had a heartbreaking 3-2 loss to Dort on senior night. It was just disappointing. I mean, we played tremendous. We won the first set 25-16. Dort won the second 25-17. And then we bounced back and won the third 25-18. And then Dort won the last two. The fourth set they won 26-24. And the fifth set they took it 15-13.
That entire game was just going back and forth. I mean, that fifth set, it was back and forth. It was 3-5, then it was 9-11, then 10-11, then 11-13, and then 13-14. It was back and forth the whole game, and we just couldn't finish it out. It was a tough loss for us, and right now we are in a pretty big slump. We are 0-4 in the last 4 weeks, and all of those 4 games, we have lost 3-2.
Yeah, I mean, we're just at the edge of winning those games. A point here and there is a huge turnaround. And I just want to go back to the fourth set. Talk about back and forth. Dort gets up 23-17, and then we march the points right back all the way to 23-22. You're talking 5 straight points to make it a 1-point game, 23-22. And then it becomes back and forth. Dort gets the point, 24-22. And then it's 23-24. We tie it up at 24. And then Dort gets the last 2 points, which is heartbreaking. The whole game was just back and forth, Dort and Concordia. There's really no terribly negative things to say because it's just a heartbreak loss.
Just like the past 4 weeks, it's just a point right there, a hit goes this way, and we win the game. It just doesn't fall in our favor.
It really doesn't. But we got some good news. Tyra Cullahan once again leading the Bulldogs in assists with 47. She also had 22 digs as well and 5 spikes. So she was all over the court in this game.
She was, and Gabby Nordaker and Erica Heinzerling led the team with 13 kills. Kaylee Wiltfong got 11 kills. Those 3 led the Bulldogs in kills.
Yep, and Cameron Offner was on the defensive side getting 17 digs, as well as Rebecca Gebhardt, who also had 17 digs as well. So all around a great team effort, just could not pull out the win. I just want to point out Gabby Nordaker, who is a freshman on the court. This is her second year at Concordia, still doing great things. Recording at average 13-14 kills, if you do the math in your head. If you do the math for real, it'll probably be different. But the last few games have been 13-17 kills. So
she's been a great addition and a great helper to this whole Concordia offense right there. Right now, there are still 8 teams that have received or are in the top 25 for volleyball. Right now, Jamestown is number 1 at 10-0, 21-0 overall. Concordia is sitting at 23, just barely in that top 25. 4-6 in GPAC, 9-9 overall. The GPAC is stacked in volleyball.
It really is. You are talking about one of the greatest conferences when it comes to volleyball. As we mentioned, Midland, Jamestown are all in the and College of St. Mary, all in the top 10 right now for the GPAC. So this is a huge conference. And Concordia, unfortunately, with that loss, we most likely will be knocked out of the top 25, which is very unfortunate. We had very high hopes coming into the season, and it just dropped.
Our next two opponents will be Briarcliff on October 15th in Sioux City, Iowa. That game's at 7:30 p.m. And then October 16th against Morningside College at 3 p.m., also in Sioux City, Iowa. Hopefully we can get out of this slump. Both of these teams only have one win in the GPAC. So we should get out of this slump, realistically.
We should. These are two winnable opponents. I mean, you're looking at Briarcliff, who was 1-8 in GPAC, 7-13 overall. And then Morningside sitting at 1-9 in GPAC, 10-15 overall. So really, you're looking at two teams that have gotten some wins in out-of-conference games. So hopefully we can get a win and break out of the slump. And that is all the time we have for you today. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you email us at cunekoopski@gmail.com if you have any thoughts, questions, or comments about our program. Again, that is cunekoopski@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at cunekoopski and Twitter
@koopski.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Bye.